that what?
Our best, and welcome to Season 6, Episode 6 of the Dunna Say That Word podcast. This week, sponsored by Say His Name and He Appears, I Believe in Joe Henry. Dree. Close enough. Can't even read my own writing. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
That's
yeah,
okay. You're good. Good stuff. Shit, I was hoping nobody had. Start again. So this is a loose gladiator special, just because we've got one and a bit features about it.
Who do you reckon's the loosest gladiator?
We'll come more on that later. So I've sprinkled a few gladiator references in the intro. See if you can pick them out. He was fucked by a wolf hound. Currently disgraced former producer Toby Showering.
That's even better.
After spending 18 months with us, a man who is a shadow of his former self, producer Wayne Ventura, aka Spicy Big Tasty, aka Spicy Big Tit, aka Spicy Big Chest, aka McCrispy Deluxe, aka Big Toasty, aka Kevin Spacey, aka Dave Toasty, aka Kevin Tasty, aka Spicy McNugget, aka Clem Fandango, aka Big Slice, aka OG Smoke, aka McCunn, aka McLovin, aka Pork Kids, aka Chicken Select Fingers, aka The Boss, aka Brother Munson, aka Party Pork, aka Stodgy Gobnik, Hostile, Vihittle, Mitigation Cook.
AKA, as a week off and forget how everything in the fucking studio works.
No, he's just been, he's in full gladiators mode, he's got a foam finger. It's not about levels going up.
Anderson the Afflect, Rob Wiles.
Bravo. Is John Anderson still with us?
I think so, yeah. I think they should have
locked
him out.
Any comments?
Let's quickly Google it.
That ain't him.
Australian politician. Is he still alive, which is out of curiosity? Yeah, yes. Yeah. That's that, that picture there. It's rolled him out.
92.
Fuck
fair play.
Yeah. He was an old cunt in the fucking 90s. You know, you're not quite sure because everyone looked old in the 90s. He was old in the 90s.
Fuck me.
Fair play to him. Right then.
What the fuck's going on?
For anybody who follows us for live sport, Turf Moor is falling down.
There's a song about that.
There is.
They sold it to the Yanks. Right, Sly News. We've got some Sly News this week. Not a lot, but some.
Right. There is a chance we're going to end up reading our own as well.
Oh, well, one of them. I hope not. 1-0 Burnley.
Ooh. Cunt.
No, he played for Germany and Wolfsburg, I think.
Scored against England, Euro 96. Yes.
Was the topic of many a fantasy football gag. During CM Punk's interview with Ariel from The Little Mermaid, it's been revealed that wrestling may not be a completely legitimate sporting contest.
Mick Hucknall's texted the studio on his Nokia 3310 saying bleaching your anus is just another way of changing your ringtone.
Despite a recent cancer announcement, podcaster does not regret peddling Kate Middleton conspiracy theory in recent weeks. Kate Gate will continue.
A bakery insider has revealed that the best way to make a hot cross bun is to warm it up and piss it off. The same whistleblower also admitted to pushing people from Switzerland down hills.
Michael Barrymore has gained prominence this week on TikTok playing Fortnite dressed as Batman. Some commentators were left confused, thinking a better choice of hero to pick would have been Deadpool.
English footballer Adam Lafondre, which is French for Adam the Melt, has opened up about his debts. I owed so much money to my herb seller that he sent me the bailiffs around.
The recipe for Fanta was found in a German World War II military base. The original recipe was uncarbonated, as it didn't fuck me.
Yep. Didn't ooh. What?
Gas the juice.
Ooh, well, that's a dangerous sauce, isn't it?
I Alan Tancock tells Cornish Gobbler magazine that apparently dance like no one is watching doesn't mean with your cock out. More on that later, probably.
Get your Alan Tancock out.
Does your gland swell up watching gladiators? Rob and Dan and Nick making tears. We're gonna rate their charm appeal, and if they're boss at jewel, and if they're snorting jewel, fuck the Stephen Bartlett. We're rating gladiators.
Oh, no second verse.
I don't know. Is there a second verse?
We've just listened to a fucking like 8-minute version of it.
Yeah, from the 90s. Everything was bigger in the 90s.
And due to inflation, it's now 23 minutes.
Right then, so we're recording this three days after the grand final of season one of the rebuffed Gladiators. Renewed, whatever you want to call it.
Some of them dudes are buff.
There is, yeah. Well, more of that now. What I'd like you to do is we're going to make a tier list of the... How many is there? Was this 15? 14? It's always an even number, isn't it? 8, 12, 15, yeah.
Diggler always an even number.
Diggler's obviously done the production on it. Or there's one missing.
I mean, there's definitely 8 and 8 there.
Is that, that'll be 16 then. I don't know how I've counted that. So we've got a tier list, and just so you can see, here's the categories. So we'll go through them one by one. So we've got sexy, charismatic, and athletic. So, you know, good. They look good, they've got a good character, and they're good at the event. The
triple threat.
That's it, the full triple threat gladiator. Two of the three. Yeah.
Not bad.
One of the three. You know, maybe working towards another one. Drop them for the next season, they're just not good enough. And full ball spacker. So they're the categories. Is there anyone you'd like to start with in particular, or shall we just run through them in alphabetical order?
Dealer's choice.
Alphabetical order?
Yeah, for it. Is this going to make sense watched it?
Nick, you've not watched it?
I've not watched it.
What's wrong with you?
You can have a wash-along now, if you like.
You can have a wash-along. That's our fucking next, the shower dad.
Cock soap.
The wash-along.
The wash-along. Just us in the shower, like, soap in on the fucking Zoom, just having a podcast.
I mean, we've definitely done stuff similar to that, but without the podcast.
Yeah, you need the podcast.
You need to have a Tory house with toy toilets to play battle shit. Actually, you had three toilets. Your house is that Tory.
Right then. So, Steel, Nick, that's what Steel looks like. I know you can't necessarily comment on the other two.
Buff guy, great smile.
I guess all for you to do is just say if he's sexy or not, really, if you haven't seen him.
I mean, he's a good-looking guy, isn't he? And he appeals to me because his name is Steel and I work in Steel.
Yeah.
You know what doesn't appeal to you about him?
Do you think you could bend him?
I'll guess.
God's sake.
Stop the boats.
Steel, for anybody who's listening, Steel named. He's a Liverpudlian, and that's how he got his name.
Nah.
I can say it. I'm allowed to. Any thoughts?
Because you're from Telford.
Telford in Wales.
Another hotbed of theft.
That's where Nick got his name.
Hotbed.
I think Steve...
I'd say in a 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3. He's not very good, is he?
That's quite a high ranking for somebody not very good.
No, as in, like, he's not good at any of the events. Good looking and he is charismatic.
Yeah.
But he's terrible at, like, everyone's terrible at the gauntlet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are, like, really. Wasn't it 5 in the last season? You had 5 gladiators in the gauntlet.
I can't remember if it was 4 or 5, but it seems like it was a foot narrower.
Yeah.
So it was just much more difficult to get through.
A lot of spinning and getting around, isn't there?
Yeah, you can literally now just do a fucking roll and get through 3 sections.
I did enjoy Wes doing a roly-poly at the end of his semi-final one.
Lots of jukes. It's 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3 for Steel.
Yeah, Meatloaf.
Okay, let's go for...
I do appreciate that we've gone alphabetical order and started with S.
Yeah, no one noticed.
We'll go back to alphabetical now. So, Apollo.
He's very posh looking, isn't he?
He's very posh looking, and he's not charismatic in the slightest. He tried to do a bit of like smack talk, and he was terrible at it. And he played ruggers. So
they say he's an accomplished NFL player.
They keep referencing he never played a single
Falcons
snap. Did he?
practice yeah. team for was, 2 seasons. Yeah.
Never
tight end.
A single snap.
He is athletic though.
Yeah.
So I'd say 1 out of 3.
Okay.
Yeah, I would agree.
Drop him in. Right, next one. Athena, named because she frequented Telford nightclubs in the early 2000s.
There's also, she was formerly known as Cascades.
What I love is they keep, and especially in the final, no spoilers, Dan, I don't know if you find
it. Oh, I have watched
up.
It, yeah.
Keep referencing that her strongest event is Gauntlet, despite
no one is
stopping anybody yet.
The one round of Gauntlet, I think, didn't go. They didn't escape, but they still scored 4 points for getting through.
Yeah, to the final section or whatever.
To
it
Giant
is.
Or Diamond at the end, whether it was a man or a woman.
But yeah, it's her strongest event. She's just been in it every week. I think that's all it is. It's her most frequented.
So I got a slight issue, and it this.
Oh,
is
it, oh. No,
this is a hark back to the 90s Gladiator where the black guy, or any black gladiator had a racist name.
They've gone with the wrong racist name.
Yeah. So they've given her a Greek name, but she's some sort of safe Asian.
Well, that's the most racist way of saying that, it feels.
I don't know.
What would you have gone for as a name? Any suggestions?
Probably like Khan in the also from the Desi. 90s. Does that mean she ticks one of the three boxes? If she's a Desi.
She back. Not back, I said. Are you having a back for the next season?
I don't think there's any that we should drop for the next season.
I think they all deserve a second season.
I think it's too soon. Yeah, too soon to rate.
Give them all another chance.
Shall I put that as the too soon box then? The yellow.
Too soon.
Okay. We'll drop her in there. So the next one is Bionic.
Fucking four ball spacker.
Yeah. Agreed.
He's got no charisma.
Looks like Dolph Lundgren.
He looks like Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah. But if someone's put into an AI generator what a Dolph Lundgren as a gladiator would look like.
He is good at duel.
Yeah.
But then I think you need to be good at more than just one event to get a 1 out of 3.
Yeah.
On the athletic chart.
Agreed.
That's fair. Yeah.
So yeah, it's not too soon for him. Fuck him off.
Well, no, that wasn't an eliminate. It's just a full ball spacker.
Yeah, it's like he might stay on as that. That might
he might
be his
stay
niche.
Need tokenism. Yeah.
The next one. Oh, hello. Someone drops out my hands. Is Comet. For any of our listeners who were born in the early 90s, that probably recognise her as Dixons.
Well, going back to that then, Athena should be
Dixon
named Currys.
That's a horn, you fucker. Can I just sit there shaking your head? Fucking censor the cunt.
It's too late now.
And then they have to call me racist for saying safe Asian. Fuck me.
But sometimes things get served up on a plate. Usually
like Currys.
On a heated bed.
A Bad Marie. She's called a Bad Marie. They have. She's not allowed in the next season.
She won it.
Oh.
I think, so can we get rid of Football Spacker then? Can he go?
Why?
I read an article today that Finley wants to come back as a gladiator despite being about 5'9" and not massive. Like, you were good, you managed to win it, but get in!
Will he have Hornswoggle with him? And a shillelagh.
Shillelagh. Just fucking
on Gauntlet.
Ripping him off.
Fucking, that's how they make it tougher. Just give fucking someone a shillelagh round the knee.
Instead of a pugil stick.
Well, they have to be a little bit longer. One just have to be like hurling.
Which could replace, you remember the old one with the shooting?
Fucking ace, yeah, fucking hurling.
Class that was, yeah.
I was disappointed that didn't make a comeback.
Wolf was good at that.
We should have done a second feature that was ranking the four fucking or five games that they did this year. I thought it was disappointing.
There wasn't enough variety.
Yeah, the thingy one's a nice touch. The Sky.
Sky yeah, whatever it's ace. Called.
That That's fucking cool. tackle in the final was unbelievable. Just going to sprint at you and take you out.
What was the one? Was it called Skytrack? It was like
oh, Scalectric. Fucking,
yeah, Scalectric's upside down. Scalectric's.
They did get rid of all the upside down stuff, didn't they? Because of how did Jet break her neck? Was that from the pendulum? Did she fall off that?
I can't remember.
And she fell off something and fucking bossed her neck.
Was it a barn in Yeovil after the an all night rave? Right, Comet isn't on this list for some reason, so they've missed her off.
It's because she didn't fucking appear at any point.
I don't think I've seen that at all.
Next.
Bonjour.
Next, we've got Diamond.
Just the full package.
Oh, the tits.
So Jet broke her neck on Tilt, which was the giant pyramid.
Oh, pyramid, yeah.
So Kev's made an executive decision on Diamond there.
I think that's...
It was that one just in the photo, that like Deirdre Barlow.
That was Deirdre Barlow.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Little known fact Samir about Deirdre Rashid. Barlow.
Big fan.
Her name was just Rover.
500.
I saw a Rover 500 on the M6.
So next is Dynamite.
Dynamite.
I like Dynamite. Yeah. She's a little pocket rocket, isn't she? And she's very young. That's the only worry.
But not too young, so you're okay. They've done our due diligence.
Fuck's sake. However, she's shit on the mic.
Yeah, she's a 2 out of 3.
Which probably comes with her age, that she's not particularly confident in her.
And they kind of, some people have come and they know they're rounded enough to play a character.
Legend.
And they can get it across. Yeah, she's just kind of come and you're like, okay, you're powerful, you're beautiful, you're very cute and you're very young. So you're just going to smile a lot and say people have played really well. That's your character. You're just going to be nice.
Was Mike happy about it?
Mike?
That she shot on him. Said she shit on Mike.
Oh. That's twice.
You've got to be quicker with your comebacks.
Yeah, that's twice tonight. You've waited fucking 2 minutes before recording.
I'm playing the long game.
Right, so two out of the three. Yeah. Okay, Electro.
I think Electro's shit. Full ball spacker.
She's not full ball spacker.
1 out of 3, you're saying, Rob.
At best. Too soon to rate.
Too soon. No problem. Is there some weird sort of...
I was just wondering...
A giant bee at the window.
There's an odd noise coming from outside.
Is it a drone?
Yeah, they're coming to get us.
Alan Wallace.
Alan Tanker.
He's just spinning his cock to that level of like fucking...
One of them fucking jibber jabbers.
Yeah, that's how he gets around. He doesn't have a company car.
He's like, yeah, I'm flying today, lads.
The Alan Tankopter.
there's your episode title. So next one is Fire.
Fire's all right.
Where'd you rate her out of three?
1 out of 3.
Yeah.
What one?
Athletic.
She's very athletic.
Yeah.
She was good on what's the one? The one where they had to run across the platform and while they were spinning at them.
Fuck, what do they call that?
That should be called Gauntlet, because that is more like a gauntlet than running
down an alleyway. Well, running through anything's a gauntlet.
Yeah, but it's like
Gauntlet was already called Gauntlet. That game's new, isn't it? What's it called? Bridge of Spies.
Bridge.
Bridge over. Bridge.
Bridge over. And this is, again, a gripe of mine with Guy Mowbray saying, falling to their doom, or words to that effect. Like, no, mate, they're falling to a net that's suspended 4 foot below where they're falling from.
But
Finley got injured.
Obviously, do you think the contenders get any practice in falling off the platform in Duel? Because the gladiators are all very accomplished at
back bumps.
Good back bumps, tucking their chin, and the contenders just end up like landing on their fucking heads and kneeing themselves in the face.
Well, this was the thing. There's only about three people stayed up there.
Yeah.
At no point did a gladiator get knocked off, so didn't have to like.
Oh,
brace.
It happened once, didn't it?
Oh yeah, but they'd already. They didn't win because the time had run out.
No, they came across the platform, didn't they?
Yeah.
But he ended up nearly fucking missing the mats completely because they're not as deep at either end of the duel as they are either side, which makes zero fucking sense. I'm going to put you slap bang in the middle of a rectangle and hope that you fall sideways. But where were we?
So we're up to Fury now.
I think Fury's ace.
She's wicked.
She's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
So, like, on that basis, she's all three, because I don't want her to come after me.
Yeah, and this could be controversial. I'd give her a cochlear implant.
Huh?
Right, then. Giant is next. So named because he's two men in a design studio. under that
he's fucking bigger than them pair combined
together.
Yeah, with their Macs as well.
he is like superhuman, and when he fucking flares his delts
in the fucking intro video.
Like, he doesn't look. He
looks tiny until then, doesn't
he? No, like, he looks massive, and then you think, fuck me, he looked tiny in that little bit before he did his lizard wings or whatever it is he does.
It's like that little fucking dino in Jurassic Park.
He's fucking spit in Dennis Nedry's face.
That's what I was getting at with Lizard.
Quit music, ain't she? So we're saying he's a...
Triple threat.
Yeah.
He seems like a nice guy as well. Like... I don't want to defame any of them because I haven't got the money for any legal battles. But when I first saw him, I thought he looked like your typical gym junkie, fucking turkey teeth, permatan, snorts a lot of coke. But then he grew on me.
Like a tumour.
Same with the next one.
Next is Legend.
Yeah, it's 3 out of 3.
3 out of 3.
Yeah.
His heel work is better than anyone I've seen on the Brit Rest scene.
Yeah.
He's very got like Randy Orton vibes, hasn't he?
100%.
Prime Randy Orton vibes. Yeah.
Do any of these actually have like a wrestling background?
No. The only wrestling influence this season was Wes, one of the contenders, who was a Brit Res guy.
I think a few of the guys might be wrestling gay thoughts.
I know I have.
We are.
Because as my alignment chart showed earlier.
in the there's two ball games. Oh no, there's the ball game on the mat and then the one where they hit the centre light thing on the mat. I can't remember what either of them are called. But there was quite a lot of good German super
Powerball, isn't it?
Powerball.
Mm. Yeah, and it's the sponsored by Vanish.
Camelot.
I Camelot watching it.
But there was a lot of good German suplexes in both G-man. Of them. Mainly
yeah, there was.
From the wenches. Fury had a good suplex on her.
Yeah.
Sabre had a good suplex. Yeah. I did go and check if any of them had wrestling backgrounds after week two. And they're none.
But he knows all their real names and ages.
I don't.
I only follow two of them on Instagram now. Nitro Next.
But you follow the rest of them in person. Nitro's a triple threat.
Triple threat,
yeah.
Maybe even a quadruple threat because the motherfucker can dance. He's got sauce, hasn't he? Always got sauce.
Like Prince Nana.
Yeah. And fast as fuck, boy.
He gave him a fucking head start on the wall in the final. Unbelievable hubris.
And then absolutely fucking like laser fast up the wall. He's fast on the ground. He's fast up the wall.
There's no fucking
coming back to grass.
There's no axis.
X and Y axis. He's good on both.
Swimming. Definitely swimming. Wait till they put tide in or something as an event. Yeah, we'll see.
The Tide Pod Challenge.
Eat a Tide Pod. The fastest. The hooded guest next. Phantom.
I think too soon on Phantom. We didn't see a lot of him, I don't feel.
No, he came out as one of the four a lot in Gauntlet, didn't he?
I liked his like his hood gimmick.
Yeah, AJ Styles.
Yeah.
His hood gimmick.
Where he grew up.
And you can tell he's not Jewish because he's got a hood.
Oy vey.
Look at me, it's falling out of you.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
That wasn't even one of mine.
Bonjour. Hang on. That's a double bonjour, that is.
That's a double, it is.
Bonjour.
Yeah, these pair are going to be comparing notes on here like they do with Rhea Ripley.
I mean, Sabre had me won the first rings.
Yeah.
Where she's just fucking riding
a fanny
the
all over the Scottish lass. Scotch on Scotch.
It was Scotch bonnet on it. It's hot.
Created Scotch mist.
Her little entrance thing's just overly sexualised, though, isn't it? Like when she just flashes her arse cheeks.
Pardon?
Her
little
camera.
Entrance.
The rest of them all got a thing. I don't know what that's got to do with being a Sabre. She just like flashes her arse at you.
Don't mind.
Well, they've also they've gone and like there's a fucking roar in that, which presumably is based on a saber-toothed tiger,
mm-hmm.
which is what they call a saber-tooth.
Yeah,
because it's a saber, just a fucking, just a fencing tool.
Just call her Sable and then have Jim Cornette fucking do a 20-minute speech about how she's a whore.
triple threat. Oh, two out of three because she's too Scottish.
Yeah.
I'm basing this on what I've been reading in the chat.
She's probably got a wafty rat.
I haven't got a column for that, funnily enough, but we'll add that next time. We'll add that for season two.
Next time we do an alignment chart, or whatever the fuck this is. Have Wafty Rat.
Yeah. And Sabre's Wafty Rat is now the episode title.
Oh, God. Yeah, I said I didn't want to defame any of them.
We were saving all our money.
I imagine it smells amazing. Just putting that out there.
Does that counterbalance us
here,
mate?
Yeah.
She won't sue me now you said that because we're brothers.
I made a note of that.
Wafty Rat's gone in Kev's podcast notes. Is it a bad time to say that I've stolen that from cunt?
Based on fucking subscribers or sponsors of the podcast. Which reminds me, if anybody would like to sponsor this podcast, please send a cheque to 65 Upper Road Madeley.
Send Rob a picture of your Wafty Rat.
Yeah, you can put the correspondence as Re Wafty Rat if you want. Last but not least, Viper.
I want to like Viper because he's he's meant to be the wolf of this generation.
I'm just about to say, he's got that look about
but
him.
But he's shit. He's genuinely bad at everything.
I'm waiting for him to crack one week, like when he's trying to be mean and just it's not working, and then he'll just corpse. Yeah,
because he does like he's done all this thing where he's like rips the fucking cube off the microphone, chucks the microphone on the floor. But at no point have I looked at him and thought, "Oh, he's fucking terrifying."
He's the least intimidating of all the male gladiators as well.
Like Wolf was a pantomime villain, which essentially is what this is. But at least Wolf looked menacing. Whereas this guy just looks like he's about to have a little cry.
He'd also spill over the odd event, wouldn't he, where he'd hold somebody down a bit too long or have a bit of afters with somebody, and feels like it needs that just to build a bit of heat on him.
But
cheap heat.
Yeah.
I want, and I'm putting this on the fucking heads of the writers. I think he's a nice guy and he doesn't want to play a baddie. And they've gone, you've got to play a baddie here because you look like fucking...
You look like an anime villain.
Yeah, yeah. Oriental. You're a mental Oriental.
I mean, that's gone, another...
that's my gimmick. And they're like, yeah. He's like, I'm not cool.
It's not cool, man. I've got a London accent, for fuck's sake. I'm not going to do the voice.
With him being Oriental, do you reckon he's got a wafty bat?
Yeah.
Bat.
Yeah, his wafty back crust from Wuhan. I think he's not Chinese. Just for your notes.
Yeah, Kevin.
And he was supposed to be like a mute character.
Yeah, and then he started talking.
He's again just undone anything.
One out of three for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we are. Do you want me to save and download that so we can? Probably not to the work laptop. It's probably not a good idea. Dairy Fresh will be fuming. What's this got to do with yogurt? Well, you did
some man-made has been produced.
Got some cultured.
have any of them got like really, really out of place voices for the look of them?
Quite a few.
Nitro's got a bit of a high pitched voice for a man of his stature.
Fury has as well because she's like a broad Yorkshire lass.
Yeah.
Which was only probably beaten by Bronte.
Bronte.
Who, like, she's like this blonde, like good looking blonde. And she's like proper, tin, tin, tin. Like, fucking hell.
I tell you who does have an out of place voice. That's Mark Clattenburg.
Yeah. What's that accent he puts on?
You will go on my first whistle.
He's trying to do an impersonation of John Anderson with
a safe shield.
Yeah.
Where does he go in this?
Fucking too soon.
There's late. A couple of things he's annoyed. Like he's got that stopwatch around his neck. Never once used it.
He's
had one, and you'd have got away with this in the 90s. It's like high definition nowadays. The stopwatch was already running when the event was underway. It was about 48 seconds in. It was in episode one or two, and I'm like, this motherfucker's just there for show.
He counts out of time with the beeps.
Yeah. What are the other two refs up to?
Sonia Macaloma.
And?
Which, that is a very satisfying name to say.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, you said that beautifully.
Couldn't tell you what the other guy's name is because it ain't as good as Sonia Macaloma.
Lee something, innit?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
He'd be good at the shooting balls one, wouldn't he? But he'd just be in a Texas book depository.
Yeah, but then there's a second gunman on the grassy knoll.
Yeah, Wolf's on the grassy knoll with a tennis ball cannon.
Lee Phillips.
Yeah, it's no sign.
He looks familiar. He does. He must have been. He's been in something, or he's.
He might have been a lower league ref. You might have seen him at.
He's a fitness professional firefighter and athlete.
Firefighter.
Following university, he moved to London, where he joined the fire service to become a full-time firefighter. After joining the fire service, Lee began competing in firefighter fitness competitions, and in August 2017, competed in the World Police and Firefighter Games in Los Angeles amongst 10,000 athletes. He won gold in the ultimate firefighter and CrossFit competitions, making him a double world champion. So is that where you know him from, Kev?
Apparently he died on the 3rd of March in 1999 in Brentwood, California.
So it could have been him. On the grassy knoll.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. He looks like somebody. I'll get back into my
mood. He won gold in the ultimate firefighter.
I literally just fucking said that.
No, I'm just calling back. Is that like...
How would you win that?
Just putting out fires the fastest
firefighter. Being like really good at
being
putting...
really good at unrolling your big red O's.
Have you seen that fucking video where they're going up the big tower?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's and fucking ace.
The ladders.
Ladder climbing. Unbelievable. Yeah, he's dead fast at that. Plattenberg cheering him along. And Sonia.
Lee, will go on my first whistle.
Perhaps they've got him in case Sabre gets stuck up a tree. Just go and get her down. I'd volunteer. I'd help.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to.
You'd be able to see a wafty tree, wafty rat if it's up a tree. Maybe
adds to the waft.
She was up the tree trying to catch a rat.
I'd catch a rat.
That was a good feature. Thanks, Kev.
Brilliant. No. Yeah. Well played.
Renewed for a second season, so we will be back.
The alignment chart.
Well, we've got all of the off season. We can rate the events. We can go back.
On a. Is Dad Bradley to four ball Spacca? Where are we waiting, Barney? Should he stick to Casualty? Because he's an actor in Casualty.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Hadn't that been axed?
No.
Oh, no, it's Holby's gone, hasn't it?
I mean, there probably was some sort of axe incident in axe Casualty. Wound.
You won't guess how it ended up being impaled in somebody, though. It was completely unrelated.
Drafty rat after all, axe has been up it.
The one thing that surprises me with that is you have like that on-screen chemistry between two people, don't you? When you have double presenters, Rika and Fash and all that.
And then they're never normally related.
Yeah, they're not normally related. They only see each other for shows. Those cunts have lived together for so many years and it looks as fucking fake as any relationship.
That's exactly it, yeah. It's like they've never met. It's like you've got a co-worker you talk to out of politeness and they've been told you've got to make small talk and you've got to have banter. Let's get some on-screen banter. And you're like, you should have natural chemistry, you fucking father and son.
There's better chemistry between the presenters of the awards that I've had voiceovers done for.
One of them has no stage presence.
Someone's been...
That's because people have fucking fallen over it.
Someone's coined the phrase Ant and Dick. I don't know which one's which. But...
Also, his mouth's a fucking annoying shape.
Hang on. Mine or?
Yeah.
Take your pick.
Okay, fair enough.
you're right either way. Yeah. Barney's a shit name.
So we're not having him back for season two?
He's coming back for season two without a doubt.
Reckon it's in his dad's contract.
The only reason he agreed to it is to get his son work.
Because I'd have Bradders on.
Yeah, Bradders is good. Bradders is just fucking natural. He's a full package.
He's made for Saturday night prime time as well. The only person more made for Saturday night prime time.
Brian Connolly.
Fuck it, I miss Brian Connolly. Did he do something? What happened? Why did he disappear?
He just vanished, didn't he?
Was he like the original cancellee?
I don't know what happened.
Gotcha. Fucking, what was he?
He's a puppy!
What was the fucking Dangerous Brian? Yeah. Class. Oh, God. This is excellent. Let's do a full episode on 90s TV.
Good game.
That's a special. We can finally get you Brett in.
Let's make it happen.
Trigger of the week.
Right then, time for some rates and slates. It's currently Burnley 1, Wolves 1. 50 minutes played.
Still no one's been hit on the head by whatever's fallen from the roof.
No, there's been no further updates on what's gone on with the steel barrier, bollard pole, roofing piece. We have got a steel expert in the studio. Maybe Nick could give us some context into what's possibly happened here at Turf Moor.
Purling, I would have said.
Purling necklace. poor tensile strength, Nick. Could it be that?
No, probably some dumb cunts just not tighten the bolt.
Sometimes it can be as simple as that.
Nick's good with nuts, so.
Right then, time for some rates and slates.
Cool.
Anything you're going to say?
I'm just going to rate Breathe Wrestling with their daily roster announcements. Some very exciting talent.
That disappeared, though. One of the announcements
Me
disappeared.
Too.
Me too'd.
No, I don't know.
I think Spike Trevay was announced and then disappeared from the post. So I don't know if that was a premature or... I don't know. But yeah, that's a good rate.
Yeah, was he the second? So Joey Sanchez was first, then Spike the next day.
Yeah. Joey Sanchez? As in
dirty, yeah.
As in...
No. He won't get asked back.
Oh. He has been cancelled.
He did get me.
Not Joey Sanchez, just for.
But apparently he's wrestling again in the States. So.
Yeah, they all are. Again, not Joey Sanchez.
And Kev's other Joey mate.
Deacon. Fucking Gaylord.
Post for photos for Kev's brand when he worked for the Shropshire Star. Big fan of the newspaper, wasn't he?
There's no coincidence that brand no longer exists.
Go on. Oh, he's done that 2 weeks running. You
stuck it in his fucking nose.
He's hit it too well, hasn't he? He's hit it too well.
He's just like fucking Mo Salah off Wish, isn't he?
2 games on the trot. I'm going to slate this. kind of controversial, because in the game on Saturday night between Wolves and Aston Villa, play was stopped at around the 60-minute mark to allow the players observing Ramadan to break their fast. Now, I don't know if it was just the cameras didn't show it, but Villa had a player who broke his fast. Ryan Aitnori didn't appear to break his fast and then was subbed off 5 minutes later. So
Gary O'Neill ain't got a fucking clue. That's your problem. He didn't know what was happening because it wasn't written on his iPad.
But what also struck me as typical football fans was people then moaning that the game was stopped to allow players to break their fast. And saying, well, what would 2 bites of a banana do? Like, probably quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, when you've had literally nothing since fucking sunrise.
You only saw him take 2 bites of a banana. He's also will have smashed a glucose gel down him and a load of Lucozade.
And I took on liquid.
Yeah. So, like, rehydrated. Could you do Ramadan?
No.
I couldn't. My cock's not long enough to get it in myself.
I'm not a wolf out.
Next week on the podcast, we're doing Ramadan for the hour. There's no libations.
I'll look forward to seeing Dan again. Oh, Vaughny.
I'm talking of food. We're doing rates still, aren't we? I'm rating Doncaster because it's like a real life Skyrim. You're just walking down the street and it's as if like you're walking past NPCs in a game. There's a guy going, oh, well, I've got my shotgun, but it needs a new barrel. And you just start going, what? Where the fuck am I? You're walking down the street. It's like just like
was
a little
he talking
fucking
to somebody or?
Yeah, there's just like these little groups of people as you're walking past. But it's strange because it felt like a video game. As you walked past, you got the peripheral audio of their conversations. And they just it was just eye-opening.
Do you reckon Warren the Emu hangs out in Doncaster? He looks a bit...
that vibe.
Mm. He's not an ostrich, he's an emu.
And she's an A.
And he's an arsehole.
Yeah, it was a very strange time. You got any more rates?
Brian Connolly. Bring him back.
Nick's like a fucking budgie and he's only interested in the last thing he's seen.
I wonder if he just like retired, like he's like that's like Rick Moranis it.
Because he was very popular at one point, wasn't he? He was like on everything.
Yeah, he was like Bradley Walsh. Now, then Brad has disappeared for a bit, didn't he? Really,
62 now.
Oh, from 21 to 23 was
in EastEnders.
EastEnders,
yeah.
What as?
And that
Dangerous
character.
Brian. just running around in his fucking silver suit, just fucking smashing into that
with his ears
fucking Heather Trot.
Through his helmet.
Nobody wants to smash into Heather Trot.
Well, that's why he had his helmet on.
Damaged his helmet.
I wonder if his helmet fits.
Turned his helmet blue.
Double wrapped.
Any slate? I mean, I slated Ramadan controversially.
Clip that.
I'm going to slate vinegar on chips. It's one of my favourite things to do, but I had to eat in the car the other week and it just fucking stinks now.
Yeah. Still stinks now.
I've got my little, do you remember that little diffuser that changes colours? I've put that back in the car now just to try and get rid of it. It goes poof.
So does my arsehole, but you wouldn't want it in your car.
I mean, it's better than the vinegar smell.
Better than the vinegar.
It cuts through.
The curry and jizz smell. I'd rather have that.
Yeah, there's nothing that like maybe overpowers vinegar either. People get their chips at lunch at work and they're like,
what a save.
They'll eat them in the office and just the smell goes around. Just like,
Can you get rid of the smell of malt vinegar with white vinegar? Is it like
wine?
Like wine.
Piss will work.
Never have you said in more black country. Piss will work. Well, which
Piss saves all.
Speaking of people eating stuff like that in the office, I'm going to slate people who warm up fish in the office.
Wafty rat.
Because that is just
name and shame. Who is it?
Oh, there's several people.
We'll name them all.
I can't name them all.
Make up names.
Is
Dave.
David Smith.
Ryan. Does Ryan
no, eat no, up fish? Fucking hell, he... No.
He has a cold lunch, doesn't he? Powdery.
That's a very light lunch. Coward.
Good stuff.
Takes me. Oh, show us your plug on.
Oh, show us your bum on.
Right then, into the plug hole. Mm. So anything we want to tell the people about this week?
I'm plugging our 24-hour charity stream, which didn't go ahead last week, but will go ahead sometime later in the year. So sorry that you missed out on an episode. You must feel very aggrieved by
it. I did get a message off Parson saying, where's this week's episode?
I mean, we put a post up. If he doesn't follow us on socials, that's his problem. I'm calling you out there, Dan. Stop fucking moaning about the sound. Like, you don't pay for this. You don't get a say. I mean, you did get a say. You fundamentally changed how we produced this episode. But
for the better, the hall gets used liberally. I'm not going to plug, spoiler alert, with William Baskerville this week.
Season 18.
Instead, no, don't be daft. Season 23 now.
Oh, we're nearly aligned with the years.
Alignment chart. But I mentioned previously, I'm going to plug Breathe Wrestling. Their debut show at the Butter Market in Shrewsbury is on Sunday, 5th of May. So get onto their website, get tickets. They're available from £11.55.
That's the best way to hide your booking fees.
No, the booking fees are on. Like when you click past it, it's £10 with a £1.55
okay.
booking fee.
I thought they were just hiding them in the
no it's
in
it's,
the face value. What we should get Liam on as a guest. Actually,
we should do. Come definitely. Plug you. But then it'll show us all up because he's a really fucking good talker.
He's very articulate.
And his podcast, he records like 3 hours without any of this erms and mumbling or any of that shit. And a better producer
himself.
Yeah,
that's not difficult though.
I've had Liam on a podcast before. Actually, he was a very good guest. So yeah, I happily have him.
An excellent lad. Any others, boys?
No, nothing else from me.
I'm going to plug our voiceover service, the 8990 Studio voiceovers. Get at us if you want anything read out in a very, either a very monotone fashion or a slightly less monotone fashion.
And who that applies to, you decide.
Take your pick.
Or if you'd like the special Claire Baldwin service.
Yeah, just contact Kev direct.
Chris
Akabusi. Ooh! Is he or a wooger?
Fash was a wooger, I think.
Just two black men with catchphrases. with ooh-based catchphrases.
Three with Mel B.
And Lenny Henry's from the Black Country.
And a black man.
Which is French for the Henry.
Not on
Henry.
A black man's a different person. That's how you say and a black man in Black Country.
On a black man. Cut back to the action just in time. I'm not plugging whatever fucking South African Premier League channel that we're watching the game on tonight.
Sky Sport 3 Live.
I bet what's his face has still got Andy in this version of Sky Annie. Murdoch.
Beadle.
That was where my go to was. We've got to do a 90s TV.
He was on ITV.
100%.
We might even be able to get Lisa Riley on. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we've got an in.
Well,
somebody's been in.
And in and out. I don't know. And again.
But you've called him a cunt, so he's going to have nothing to do with the episode.
I did cunt him off on the podcast. You're right.
I'm going to plug just to give some preamble to it, we won't just get straight to the website. That would be daft. But we all know that Dan's a fan of large dogs. Oh. Or, more to the point, they're a fan of him. But either way, that wasn't a spaniel. But if they're your breed of choice and you like to look, watch some lovely doggy videos and pictures, you can visit www.bigcocker.com.
Click on it.
No, Neil. But if you want to ring Sol Campbell...
Well, no, don't. We can ring it, but we can't read it out.
Oh?
Because there was a lot of litigious shit going on Twitter after this post.
Oh, I didn't realise how recent it was.
Yeah, it was this afternoon. That's still his number. He hasn't had time to change it. Also, David Gillen's number was on there, but he does seem the sort that would sue you.
I'm not going to give his number out. I'm going to give the numbers out, but in no particular order. So 57502346 95.
All the best. There's how many permutations?
Billions.
How do we like?
There's like 111,000 versions or something daft.
It's 1 to the power of 1,000,000.
How do we like hide our IP and ring that number?
141.
Is it still as simple as that?
It's not IP. You just ring it with a withheld number.
Do you think he might be
engaged? He's got an airplane mode.
I think he might be engaged to that lass he ran off with.
He's gonna like shut that phone down now, isn't he? Surely.
There's only one way to find out.
That's bad, isn't it?
I like that it's the Spurs fans that have leaked it as well.
They're just come.
Oh, 7-5.
That's.
Just let it go.
What do we reckon? 20 odd years? Okay. It's about 18 years since the.
Oh, longer than that.
9.
No, Kev.
7.
What are we now?
How old is he now? About 64?
Oh, fucking hell.
49.
Ah, that's right.
2001, he signed for Arsenal.
So 23 years ago.
Just let it go. If any fans have got a right to be pissed off of him, it's fucking Notts County.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you remember in 07 when he won 5 in that 2-2 draw?
Move it on, Nick. We've not made enough ad rev to lawyer up here.
He's 4 years young, 6 years older than 53.
So just before we go into other shite, latest from the cricket, England are 539 for 7.
off 64 balls.
Off 64 overs.
64 balls. Hell of a run rate. Lot of
wickets. They haven't defended particularly well, but they're fucking spanking it.
Basball.
There's a lot of extras in there if you've got that sort of score off 64 balls.
It's like us at fucking stumps.
Right, this was me, the first one. Hopefully.
Wasn't that the nickname of the girl who was runner-up in Traitors?
Got some chips and fryer and kebabs on the grill.
I don't think he's ever heard the song before. It's like me with the...
It's got vibes, hasn't it?
You better hurry up, because I need some grub. And then gagging for kebabs. You better be quick. Some chips and
be food. Quick.
Do you want some chili sauce on top? Squeeze till I say stop. Chili sauce on. What the chili sauce on?
That's more sauce than is needed for that amount of chips.
They've spoiled that perfectly good sauce with all those chips.
That was Street Pizza and Kebab in Llangollen.
That's the worst thing I've ever seen, and I've watched beheading videos.
I saw Ken Bickley.
And they were in it. Oh my God. Where do you think they get the kebabs from?
This is me next. This again was this is from good friends over at the Dobby Club.
Couple more gladiator references in here as well.
So this is a picture of Zodiac Court, or aka Apollo House, aka Nick Cook, aka Mark and Jez Flat. It's being redeveloped, and the digital rendering features a tasty little Easter egg. So you can see the little digital rendering here. Shows what they're planning to do to Zodiac Court, and the shop name on the ground floor is Super Hands. Which I thought was a nice touch. So just slightly bigger version there in case you couldn't see it. Super Hands. I wonder what they'll sell.
David Seaman Memorial Memorabilia. And Moorish Coke.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fucking hell. I've had this for ages. It's a post from somebody called Intravenous DeMilo.
That's good. Keep that.
It's a Spinal Tap reference. At allegedly Mary. And she says, I didn't know Kanye was Italian. And it's a post by Kanye West, or Ye, or whatever he goes by now, from December the 13th, 2018, which says, I will never make a diss record.
There's one of these as well where it's just got Dua Lipa. It's like Italian dads watching their daughters at gymnastics.
You said that in the group, didn't you?
Oh my God.
This got someone banned on the Gervais Pilkington Merchant Facebook page.
Which takes some doing, I bet.
And means we won't be sharing it on our socials.
But I will just describe it to our listeners. So
put it's some on him, fucking hell, Doc.
It's a blue-faced Hmong. And it's a film poster for the movie Avatar.
Jesus Christ.
Remember that horn?
Here he is.
Couldn't resist. So I don't know if he's appearing because we've been talking about him again recently. We've manifested him
like
back.
Joe Hendry.
Yeah.
He looks a bit like him.
There's a picture of Philip Carvalho, and someone's posted, I really can't elaborate, but this dude looks like how an Offspring song sounds.
That's incredible. He popped up in some I follow this week as well, so I know he's everywhere on the internet.
He's trolling us. Let's get him on. Two pictures of the Hindenburg. Top one is unlike you snowflakes, I'm not so easily triggered. And the bottom one is the more famous image of the Hindenburg, and it's because Nike changed the flag on a cosplay football shirt. Josh Wingrove on Twitter at Josh_Wingrove. Canada released a report on legal weed today. The authors needed a way to compare the maximum size of a licensed micro-cultivation area and low in all its Canadian glory. So there's a diagram down here of what a 200-square-metre plant canopy looks like when sized against an ice hockey rink.
Amazing.
Anything but the metric system.
Just half the width between the blue lines.
If you go over that, you're offside.
Which is the best way to remember what the fuck offsides means in hockey.
Woo!
Can you have a titty of weed, though? That must be less than 200 square metres.
Yeah, it's easily less than.
Nice.
Not one of fucking Katrina's. That's like an allotment.
Picture here of Noel Gallagher, sorry.
Amazing.
Looking well bent.
That's a fight I want to see, actually.
So I had to buy a new bit for my streamer, and as I was looking online, this then started to come across in my targeted ads. So, from Indestructible Trimmer UK, this is the world's toughest weed trimmer. Just very weed themed, because the post previously was weed as well. So in 1964, we had our normal Strummer Wire. And in 2024, we've got this fancy one. But the 1964 version, I don't know if you boys have a Strummer. They apparently need replacing every 10 minutes.
Fucking hell.
Whereas this one, the new one will never break down.
Which is a shit business model, because yeah, I'll keep buying the 1964 one.
Yeah.
Clearly, I don't think never breaks down is correct.
No, and also needs replacement every 10 minutes is total horse shit.
These cunts. 4.9 out of 5, though.
Yeah, I think they're harvesting likes.
Okay.
This is me as well. A good book can change your life. It's a load of homeless and vagrant-looking gentlemen, and they walk through a book called Wash Your Penis by Jordan B. Peterson, and they come out as businessmen in their suits and ties carrying briefcases.
Michael B. Jordan adjacent.
You know the B stands for basketball. Did I ever tell you about that?
I love that you got filled with that.
Did I tell you about that? So there's obviously Michael Jordan and Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan being the actor, Michael Jordan the basketball player. But I managed to convince Phil it was the opposite way around, because the B stood for basketball. And that's how they identified. So, oh, I didn't think of it like that.
This is one with noise, Dan.
Yeah, I'm just
a very good one.
Just going to get the audio.
Hi, hello. I'm just going to the Asda in Heighton.
This is the Silence of the Lambs, the Asda.
Oh, yeah, sounds. I'll have chicken vindaloo, some rice, those chicken pakora things, and a box of Stella. Oh, yeah. Get us some bacon frazzles.
It's a bit of fun.
Do it again, Northern.
So in this modern day of technology, I could have actually sent you the TikTok link for this, couldn't I? So the page is called Obscurest Vinyl. And they've just got like a list of, it must be like AI generated. But it's all sort of like, they pretend they're old vinyls. So they've got tons of them. So there's...
That's great.
Fucking dusting off this old butthole. My arms are just fucking stuck like this. Fucking rip ass on your new couch. I'd really like to get in your pants because I just shit in my... By Tim's son, Vito Lovejoy. And daydreaming about taking a huge dump, then getting up to piss on the dump to cut in. Oh, the complete logging sessions.
That's amazing.
This is Kenny Loggins.
For anybody who's been to Egypt, they'll recognise this as the Great Pyramid of Giza. Got Danny Dyer. Lots of fat West Ham fans.
No, they might not be West Ham fans. You can normally tell because they got their arms crossed.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
He's
fucking...
He's got Wednesday flag. Yeah. Wednesday.
And Rangers.
And Rangers. That's a given normally.
You got Ross Kemp there as well. Just, yeah, there he is.
Dom Littlewood seems like a obvious miss from this... side.
This fella looks like, you know, that dad behaving badly.
Yeah.
Man behaving dadly.
That's that guy who scores the goals on TikTok. He's just a big fat old guy, turns, bangs it in the net and over celebrates.
Nice.
Cool. And then Willy Wonka at the back there from the new film. The Tim Burton one. It's not the new one anymore, is it? So the this brother from Leeds has been seen out and about quite a bit this week. So he was in the chip shop having fish and chips, brother. And here he's obviously paying for his chlamydia tablets because his python's got a bit of sting.
Brother.
Tell him what you've come as. So this is from the STV News. The man who went viral after a dress bought for his wedding broke the internet has appeared. So everyone remembers that dress, don't they? The white and gold dress that people thought were black and blue or whatever.
Black, yeah. Black and blue for me.
Yeah. That looks black and blue.
Yeah. What about for you, Rob?
White and gold.
What about for you, Nick?
Yeah, white and gold.
I wonder, because do you know you play with like your, is it pro penis? Well, yes. No penis. Penis.
Rob, growing up.
That's right.
Is your cock up in the screen? It looks.
Rob was always a colourblind one, but as I've got older and like everyone I speak to sees colours differently to me. And like, yeah, it dawned on me about probably 4 or 5 years ago that.
About the same time as this doing
yeah,
the rounds.
Yeah. That I possibly have some form of colourblindness. So yeah, I do play on protanopia or tritanopia on video games as a yeah. result. But yeah, me and Hayley have this argument with loads of colours, and I think that she's wrong, but now you three have all disagreed with me. Yeah, no,
definitely, yeah.
Fuck.
I'm sure I remember back in the day as well, more people saw black and blue on this than they did white and gold.
I'm not sure, I thought it was white and gold was the more common, and I think the black and blue people were gaylords.
That was it. I knew I'd do it.
I knew that was coming, but I wanted to let you have it.
So what's happened this week is he's appeared in court charged with the attempted murder of his wife.
What, I did not see that turn coming.
So it's a real twist. Apparently he beat a white and gold.
Joke of the series.
No, I think that's the best one he's ever done.
Oh, I'm well happy
come
with that.
To series 7. We're not topping that.
He sat on that for the last 2 minutes while we've talked about it as well.
I'm crying.
Just a quick picture of Josh Sargent when he signed for Norwich.
Oh dear me. That was fantastic.
And that number for Sol Campbell again is 07522.
No.
Didn't I say that? What?
07522. I really need that. If anyone wants any Coca-Cola signs that light up, get in touch with your boys on the socials and we'll do you a good deal.
And if anyone else would like Sol Campbell's number, it's